Ed Maloney, a lesson in work rate and efficiency from your side this evening.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're delighted with the lads. You know, I mean, we were under pressure now to get something out of this game today. And look, they came with a great attitude. You know, as you say, they worked hard and it started. I thought our forwards worked really hard and put in a Simon under a lot of pressure, and they couldn't get their quality ball forward. They couldn't get their runs going. And I think that was the secret to our plan today, plus kicking a lot of very good scores.
Yeah, set the tone, set the tempo, first four kicks at the post, first 4 points on the board. Always a great cushion of an evening like this.
Yeah, look, it wasn't an evening for great football, even though I thought it was a really good game, and I thought our lads really controlled the ball well for the full game. Like, you know, usually it's just hard to keep that going for the hour, but I was delighted now they kept possession and they waited for their chances. And I mean, I think our goalie coming up kicking 3 points was a great boost as well, like, you know, and kept the scoreboard ticking over all day for us.
Getting your man back from America wasn't bad either. Another great performance.
Yeah, look, he's a quality player, like, you know, there's no doubt. And, you know, he takes a bit of taking care of up there, and there's no doubt in his time and knew the danger. And, you know, there was two or three falling back in him all the time, and it gave us that opportunity for other lads to play. Plus, Aaron obviously done well. But we're not picking out one fella. I think throughout the team, I think we, from our corner back to our goalie all the way up, everyone done a fantastic job.
Sets up a tidy final round now. Everyone on 2 points as it stands. Games tomorrow, obviously, but the neighbours next. That'll be fiery.
Yeah, look, you get nothing. We're all used to local derbies, and I'm sure that this one won't be any different. And the day you think that you're going to win those handiers or vice versa, that's you know, you get nothing. All those games, and look, we're going to have a lot of work to do to improve on today. There was things we could have improved on today, and look, we go back and we work, and look, you know, we expect a hard day from Kildare, so there's no doubt they've come up now from the intermediate ranks, and they're, you know, they have some good players, and, you know, we have to be able to control them too.
Paul Madden, a fruitful trip back west, a lot to like about that.
I suppose the starting point in terms of what to like is the result. You know, if you offered it to me before the game, we'd bite your hand off 2-1, just get the second win on the board and hopefully edge towards the quarter final. A lot of very good stuff. Particularly in the first half, I think. Well, really, I was happy with the most. I set the challenge for the lads was, you know, I thought in the middle third, we didn't win too many of the 50-50 breaking ball against Clandegad in the first day. So we targeted really going aggressive in the tackle and turning over that ball. And when it happened then, I suppose we got great joy out of it. Pretty much that was the main thing that pleased me the most in the first half today.
Savage pace and confidence in the way you transitioned defence to attack then, like.
Yeah, I mean, the key is to have the ball in your hand. You know, you have to have the ball in your hand. Look, we have pace in the team. We've picked up a couple of knocks today now, so we'll have two new lads up again. And that's just the nature of it. That's going to happen every team. I think we did a lot of really good things in the second half. And then just the execution maybe with some of the final stuff was poor. But we were in the right positions and we tried to do the right thing. And I'll never have an issue with that. Obviously we just need to tidy up and work on that in the next couple of weeks, but generally, you know, you'd have to be happy when you get a win.
Yeah, 1-13 on the board and a whole other host of scoring chances created. Could have probably had 2 or 3 more goals at the car park in there, but opted to keep it ticking over, like.
Yeah.
But that bit of ruthlessness, you really are honing that.
Well, look, we won the game, as I said, that's the key, but we need to tidy up in a lot of aspects of it. And we need to, when we get on top and we have chances, we want to just get them over the bar, and finish them out. But that'll come. You know, we're trying to do the right thing.
You're into a quarter final now. Will that take a little bit of pressure off the last game? And as you say, give guys time to recover, because like Mark and Anna, obviously injury related today.
Mark probably, he felt good during the week, and that's the reason we played him. But in hindsight now, we probably should have left him out. And that's the thing, you know, if we leave a guy like of his calibre out, we're happy that the guy we're bringing on will do a job, you know. But I know it's just a little bit of a niggly one, but he's okay. It was precautionary again today. Ian, I'm not sure about now. It looked serious enough, so we don't know what the story is. I assume the two wins gets us into our quarter final. I'm not sure now. I assume it does, yeah. So, but every game we go out, we'll treat with the absolute same respect of every game. So you can be sure that when we play Dunbeg in 2 weeks, we're going out to win, you know, and that's just the way it is.
John Keane always contrasting emotions after a draw. I guess behind on the scoreboard at half time, really arrested that in the third quarter of the contest, ultimately got the point. I suppose is it difficult to ask, how do you feel?
Oh my God, sure. First of all, we're delighted to get the point out of it. Half time I think came at the right time for us. We had a poor first half. We regrouped at half time, spoke about it, addressed a few things at half time, and we really just, you know, tasked the lads to fucking stand up in the second half, which they did. You know, a massive second half there, huge work rate by everyone. Of course, naturally, we would love to get the 2 points out of it. We were, I suppose, we had one hand on them, but it ain't over till it's over, you know. So, look, we're happy to get the point out of it anyway.
Yeah, you're still there, I guess. That was the big thing coming out of today.
It was the big thing. And we knew, we spoke about it during the week, it was going to be a massive battle. We know Clondegate of old, they know us. And we knew the importance of 2 points. That was the big thing. We had to get something out of this game. So, from that point of view, look, we're glad that we got the point out of it.
Airog up next, they're through now as it stands, but those other three placings in the group will go right down to the wire.
Right down to the wire. And look, at a huge challenge now in front of us against the county champions, but surely, you know, what better way to test yourself, you know, to have a crack off the county champions. And we'll regroup again now on Tuesday evening and we'll get ready for that challenge.
James Murray, a clinical performance, really a lot to like about that from a Kilmurray point of view.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, getting the job done, Derek, but, you know, I suppose we did play well, you know, for longer periods today than what we did last week. And, you know, I suppose we're 2 weeks further down the road into our championship season. But, you know, I suppose to put it into perspective as well, you know, to be fair to Corfin, you know, they were missing their two best players, arguably their two best players in Dermot Cahill and, you know, and Jamie Malone, and then, you know, only bringing on Robin Mounsey. So, I suppose from our perspective, the main thing was, you know, making sure that we got 2 points, and, you know, the boys did that today.
Yeah, we stood up and they needed to. Midway through the first half, David pulls off a great save, and the game momentum probably switched on that point, didn't it?
100%. Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, I suppose that's why you have county players, you know. And I suppose the last day, you know, it was Dermot Coughlin again today. Dermot Coughlin, you know, I think Daniel Welch might have got a couple of goals today, but, you know, people forget about, you know, the kickouts, and people forget about, you know, the goalkeeper's job. And, you know, they might be called on in the game, you know, a couple of times in the 60 minutes. And, you know, to be fair to David, pulled off, and, you know, a brilliant save there, because it was definitely a turning point. Corfin get that goal, you know, their gander is up, you know, our heads might be down, and, you know, the next 4 or 5 minutes might be completely different. But, you know, thankfully for us, it wasn't.
Once again today, the injury list is unforgiving, but then you have young lads that come in. Young Comer does really well, the two boys in the corners, Cushion, and, you know, doing really, really well, getting championship minutes under the belt.
Absolutely delighted, Derek. I suppose, you know, one of the things that, you know, when I took the job, you know, last year, and it is my second year in the job, you know, the thing for us was going to be the transition. You know, people will probably look at it as the Spanish Point crew, you know, and lads maybe a year or two below that and a year or two above that, and we were going to have to transition them. You know, we've done that for the most part in the last two Cusack Cup campaigns, but, you know, I suppose what's pleased me most now is, you know, over the course of two games, four lads have made their debuts, and, you know, they haven't let themselves down, you know. And, you know, Bar Jason picking up a bit of a shoulder injury, you know, I'm delighted to see Michael finish out the game, and again, you know, Dermot and Carl, you know, both finish out the game, and, you know, it's pleasing for us, because, again, it broadens our panel, like, as well.
I suppose it takes the pressure off the last game as well. The business of qualification is probably done now, but you'll still want that top spot, you'll want that seeded position.
Yeah. No, and I know we have a month to the quarter final, and, you know, we couldn't look beyond today. I suppose the main thing for us was to make sure that we got our 2 points today, put ourselves in the quarter final, and now, I suppose, as a management team, you know, we can sit down and we can, you know, manage the next, you know, I suppose 2 weeks and the next month. But the, you know, the big thing for us will be, you know, that we want to, we're playing Door Bearfield next, and, you know, that we'll definitely want to win that game.
Joined here now by there's the player Emmett. I suppose a famous day last year, finally had the victory in the Intermediate Championship, and you backed that up today with your first win in the senior.
Yeah, look, it was a good performance, though, in fairness. Look, we were kind of waiting. Once we got the taste of winning the Intermediate last year, the next taste that we wanted was winning our first senior game, and thankfully we produced a good performance today, and we'll be happy with it, but we have to reset again. So, no, it's nice to get a first taste of a senior win for the club, you know.
And from your own point of view, I suppose, especially there during the second half, Cracklow got a run in the early on. The response that you got, 4 points in a row, that you brought back to three, you got it back out to seven, and that was a big part in, I suppose, the remainder of the game, and just giving you that bit of comfort as you knew they would attack you.
Yeah, look, it required a lot of leaders. Once that goal went in, I think they got a 1-2 there unanswered. So, no, we really needed the leaders or captain to step up, and thankfully they did. And look, it was a hard job trying to get it back, but thankfully we crawled it back in here. And fair dues to Cracklow as well, they really came out and threw the kitchen sink at us. So, no, thankfully our boys stood up, and we got the job done. Yeah.
And I suppose just looking forward now to 2 weeks' time, it's a group now that sits with everybody on 2 points. Mm-hmm. So everybody has, I suppose, that quarter-final spots or playoff spots at least in their mind. And I suppose that'll really steal you as you look ahead to Lissacasey.
Yeah, look, we know what Lissacasey can bring, but it's probably exciting for the neutrals in terms of everyone's on two. So it's probably one of the groups to look forward to in terms of 2 weeks' time. So, no, we'll be looking forward to it now. Should we have to reset again? But, no, we'll enjoy this win, reset again, and we'll be ready to go in 2 weeks against Lissacasey. So, yeah, looking forward.
Thanks so much.
No worries.
Yeah, but if I can just hold you a second, obviously you're back from the States for your first game. How was the summer overseas?
I know, it was brilliant now, yeah. So 8 weeks over there. So, yeah, Colin was saying to me, why didn't be home there? I came home Wednesday morning with a few other boys. So, no, happy to be home. And it's not bad coming home when a few days later you get your first senior club win. So, no, delighted.
I saw you quoted as saying you were kind of sickened to miss the first round of the championship. So, was there an extra bit of hunger in you outside there this evening?
Yeah, there was, of course. I know I have to be thankful to the management team of Leicester as well. Obviously, it's hard to see one of the club lads off to America for 8 weeks. You know, it's a lot for him. But no, I was delighted to get my break away, and of course you gain that hunger then when you come back, when you're away from club for 8 weeks, and it's literally like it's only 8 weeks then, but it's nearly longer than 8 weeks in terms because you've the county before that. So of course I had lots of hunger out there today, and I'm sure everyone else will when coming back from county. And no, I was delighted to get back in the blue jersey again. So no, delighted.
Colm, I suppose a fight back that ultimately proved not a slow start to that game. From a Cratlow point of view, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, we were flat at the start, and you know, we let obviously they could let us go ahead too much, like, but you know, I think this, I can go on about Cratlow all I want, but your credit to Kildicer here, fine display, great performances all over the pitch, and excellent shooting even against a pretty stiff breeze, you know. So credit to Kildicer today. We hit them after half time with goal and 2 points, and they came back and you know, so to Kildicer stay, and that was it.
They probably set the tone early, didn't they?
Oh, they did, yeah. They started really well and got some great scores, and I suppose we let them that too far ahead. Like, I felt that we were a bit like a daisy Glenor play at the start of the game, and it cost us dearly.
But it's still in your own hands now. I mean, this final round is going to be
the
game.
That's exactly it, yeah. In the story, you know, we still have a game to go. Everybody's in the same boat, and thankfully we plugged back a bit of the score difference. We could have another point plugged back. I was at him to just take it, but what you call it, I don't believe in miracles. So, anyway, what you call it, game to look forward to now and see if he can get some of these injuries cleared up for him.
You did very well to start the second half, like a goal and 2 points in the first couple of minutes, and brought back to one score.
Yeah, but credit to Kildicer, Seamus, you know, they answered really well. I mean, another team would have been doubting themselves at that point, but they didn't. They came back and got some great scores. Some of the points they kicked were top draw, like, you know. I don't know how many wides they had, but that was a fine display by them, like, you know.
Doug Curley, I know it's a disappointing defeat from a Curtis Finn point of view. A game you were in up to a point, but maybe experience told in the end.
Yeah, we lost our shape there, Derek, in the second half completely. Like, but like, we were into the elements in the first half. I think after 20 minutes we were a point down, had a golden opportunity for a goal that we missed and didn't even convert to 45, and even down the field and I kicked on a point and a goal, and I'd say the game was over from then, in fairness. We just seemed to lose our shape and don't manage our bad periods, and just there in the second half we completely lost our shape, and in fairness to Quilty, they're no better team to exploit it.
Yeah, I suppose that second goal so quick after the break probably killed any hope you had, did it?
Yeah, we started with a point straight away, so you'd be hoping to not join and just get coughed up silly position, and they say no better team to exploit it than yourselves.
Still though, fate now in your own hands. It'll be that bit of a derby in the final round regardless of how this evening plays out, so still a lot to get your guys up for.
Yeah, I suppose the funny thing with the group, we're still in with a chance, whether we deserve it or not. We're in with a chance to produce the results. If we can lift the guys, a lot of work. They're all hurling again next weekend, so we'll have a fair job in our hands probably from Tuesday week on to try and lift them. But yeah, we're still probably to some extent in control of our own destiny, yeah.
Playing with Donovan. Donna, I suppose, look, opening round victory, you were very good in Shannon. Bit flat today, maybe a Jekyll and Hyde kind of performance.
Well, I don't know what you call it, Jekyll and Hyde, but we didn't perform today, Derek. As a group, I suppose, when we look at it, and we'll say, you know, there's no one or two things that, as a group, we're better than that, and we just didn't bring it today. It's simple as that. It was flat, very flat performance, and just something we'll have to try and figure out what went wrong and go at it again for the next day, you know?
Yeah, and you seem to struggle for scores, especially from play today, which compared to the last day you were kicking over fun.
Yeah, well, I suppose Brecon defensively we're a strong unit today, and they seem to get tight on our men, and we're putting it under a bit more pressure. And some of the stuff we did when we ran at them, I suppose in periods of the game we were kind of happy enough. We had fair possession, we were getting a bit of hay out of it, but no, it was just an all round not a great performance, to be honest about it.
But that opening round victory still gives you, you know, probably one foot in the quarter final depending on the results, but
well,
we still got to get ready for Kilmurry.
We still have to get ready for Kilmurry, and we still have to pick ourselves up an awful lot to play against Kilmurry. So listen, we may or may not, all depends on results, but at the end of the day we're not happy with our performance and we have to up it from there. That's all we're worried about at the moment, you know. But
they're the games you want to play in, don't they, the Kilmurry or Brecon?
Oh,
you
know, listen,
the games that you want this group to be competing in.
Yeah, this group are, you know, a great faith in them, they're a great group, but they just need to learn the of senior football, and they will, bit by bit.
With Alan Sweeney. Alan, important to get the season back on track, big win today.
Yeah, no, look, I suppose as a group 2 weeks ago we were disappointed coming off a 1 point defeat to Kilmurry, so we just got back on the horse on the Tuesday night and put all shoulders to the wheel. We look forward to Bearfield. We know how good they are and all the underage success they've had, so we've met these boys down through the years and we knew it was going to be a battle. I suppose we got a few early scores, got a foothold in the game early, and control it from there.
Yeah, you seem to have the momentum straight from the throw-in, really. Like, you came with an intensity.
Yeah, I suppose we kind of chatted about the third quarter the last day against Kilmurry, where they brought their championship intensity. They got the few scores ahead and they set in. I suppose we found it very hard to break them down. So we stood by each other today. We said we're going to go out and set the tone, play the game on our terms. And luckily enough, the ball went over the bar and we got ahead and we seen it out from there.
And look, the nature of the championship, 1 win is probably enough to see into qualifying, but you still have to play Corrifin next.
Yeah, we've our next door neighbours know Corrifin. I see.
It's always a bit of spice in the derbies.
Yeah. Kilmurry beat them today, so look, they'll be out. They're still in it. They know if they beat us, they're through. So there's nothing achieved there, really. To get back in the horse now Tuesday night, and I'm sure we'll have a good Knocklear derby with them 2 weeks' time.
And look, you're well used to the knockout stages. Last year, we know what happened against them this time. You're back-to-back semi-finals, so it's just about taking that next step.
Yeah, look, I suppose we've a lot of work done. We're down the road now a long time with this group. So Dick and Audrey have a lot of work done with us this year, and we're trying to, you know, a few new boys coming in all the time. And we're supposed to train hard. I suppose there's only one game at a time at the end of the day. It's all eyes and Corrifin now, and hopefully get into the knockout stages.